Hello everyone, I hope everyone listening to this podcast is doing well. Today, I want to talk about something a lot of people do on the daily, worshipping. Now, before I start this episode, I want to make a brief summary of our last one, which is about belief and how belief is formed throughout the life of a person and the circumstances the person finds itself within. We talked about how belief is connected to truth directly and how if we don't see truth, we won't have belief. So if we don't see the truth and still believe in something, we're going to be worshipping something wrong. We're going to be believing something that doesn't really exist, or we're going to believe in something that we don't really know the power of. So it is going to be belief in a fake idol. It is going to be just a guess and a prejudice to ourselves. Now let's start our episode with one question. What is worshipping? In the simplest way, worshipping is abdicating yourself to a higher power and living for it. Now where does worship come from? How do you reach a point in your life where you say, right, now I've lived through all these years and I've discovered and I know it within myself that I want to worship this person. Or I want to worship this idol, or I want to worship what is said in this book. Well, firstly, you cannot let anyone tell you who to worship, because worshiping is something extremely sacred, and worshiping is the highest respect you can give to something else, because you're showing someone that you're lower than them. You're telling a power or an entity that you have accepted within yourself that this person is higher than you. And when you accept with your soul that something else is better than you, well, if you use it in the wrong way, it's going to be a huge problem. Because with this problem, you're going to be misguided. You're going to be hurt. And you're going to lose the meaning that had been given to you. So, you can't worship anything just because someone told you to, or just because you saw something and you found it cool. It doesn't work like that. So how do you find the right thing to worship? Well, firstly, you need to see the truth. Like the last things we've talked about in our previous podcasts, you need to see the truth. You need to make your own truth visible to you. Because with truth comes belief. And when you see the truth, you find belief. And with belief, worshiping gets meaning. Because you realize that these powers you believe in are very powerful, they're very high. You finally understand the words that have been written in books or the stories that have been told to you. When you understand these things and you find true belief in them, then worshipping will have meaning for you, and that's where worshipping will have effect on your lives. You can worship God, but you can still do very dirty things. That's not worshipping, you're just saying words. You don't know the deep meanings these words have, because these words weren't just written, they were lived. You know, once upon a time they were alive and they were having influence everywhere. So when you discover the power of these words, the power of these words will have effect on you and they will bring light into your life. So just to summarize what I said until now, truth brings belief and belief brings meaning to worship. So you only get worshiping after you believe. Worshiping doesn't come before belief. If it comes before belief, it's going to be meaningless, completely meaningless. And if worship is meaningless, you will never have growth in your life. It doesn't matter if you worship God every second of your life, if you don't have true belief in them, if you haven't seen the truth in the words you say to yourself, they won't have any effect on your life and you're going to just be wasting your time. I want to take an example of two people, two Christians. one man, John, and the other, Maximus. They're both Christian. They were born Christian. Their family is Christian. Their friends are Christian. And their whole life is surrounded by Christianity and the idea that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and Jesus Christ is the highest form a human can have. Now, John hasn't seen the truth. He knows it exists, but he hasn't seen it. He hasn't felt it. He doesn't understand the depth of what he's, well, worshiping. John goes to church every Sunday. He prays to God every Sunday. He talks about his problems in church, his challenges, how he would love to overcome them. He talks about the good things he wants to have in life. Will he ever have these things? No, he will never ever have these things. John hasn't seen the truth. He doesn't have strong belief. He tells himself every day by force that Jesus Christ exists and Jesus Christ is, well, the Son of God. He forces this idea into him. It's not true belief. It's fake idealism. He's forcing himself to like something. The same way you force food into a baby. The baby will never like it. The mom keeps forcing it. And if one day the mom isn't there, the child will never ever touch that food again. Maximus, he has the same circumstances and he was born and lived through the same environment. He goes to church every Sunday. He talks about his problems, his challenges, and he talks about the things he would love to have in his life. Now, Maximus is different. He has seen the truth. He has felt it. He knows the truth exists. And therefore, his belief is extremely powerful. He goes to church. He prays to God. Will his prayers be answered? Yes. Because the soul understands the power God has. Because he has seen the truth. And therefore, he has gained powerful belief. And with powerful belief comes powerful worship. The soul is directly connected to the power of God, and therefore whatever the soul wants, the soul will be granted. The difference between these two people is very simple. One knows the truth and the other doesn't. With truth comes extreme belief. I'm going to say this one more time. And with belief comes powerful worship and powerful and very great responses from God. If you worship without having strong belief, without seeing the truth within the words you say, then you're just satisfying yourself. You're just satisfying the idea you have that if you pray, God will answer. It won't always be like that. You have to satisfy both parties and you have to know what you're doing. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to be in shambles. The pieces of the puzzle are going to be everywhere and you will have no idea how to have balance in your life. And you know, the reason a lot of people lie, cheat, do horrible things, or just casual sins is because they don't understand the power of belief and they haven't seen the truth. I'll say this one more time. You can pray as much as you want. You can worship God as much as you want. But if you never understand the words that come out of your mouth, you're going to keep doing the sins. You're going to live through the cycle over and over again. And just to finish this beautiful episode, I'm going to say one last thing. Worshiping is only insightful and meaningful when you have awareness, when you know what you're doing. Because awareness only comes when you see the truth. Thank you. for listening to this podcast. And don't forget, whatever is said in this podcast is nothing but the truth.